The scripture reading today can be found in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 17 through 29. It's in the Old Testament of your chair Bible on page 367. I'll be reading today from the Common English Bible. God set it up as a binding law for Jacob, as an eternal covenant for Israel, promising, "I hereby give you the land of Canaan as your allotted inheritance." When they were few in number, insignificant, just immigrants, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to the next, God didn't let anyone oppress them. God punished kings for their sake. "Don't touch my anointed ones. Don't harm my prophets. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Share the news of his saving work every single day. Declare God's glory among the nations. Declare his wondrous works among all people. Because the Lord is great and so worthy of praise. He is awesome beyond all other gods. Because all the gods of the nations are just idols. But it is the Lord who created heaven. Greatness and grandeur are in front of him. Strength and joy are in his place. Give to the Lord all families of the nations. Give to the Lord glory and power. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring gifts. Enter his presence. Bow down to the Lord in his holy splendor." The second scripture reading is from Romans, found in the New Testament, the Chair Bible, on page 152. Again, I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. "So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God." The word of God for the people of God. Now, will you please stand and join me in the singing of the hymn?
Let us pray. Oh God, this is your sermon for your people. Help us to hear what you would have us hear through it, as we have heard your word through Andrew. Lord, help us to listen. Amen. How often do you take a shower? Think about showering. Do you, like me, drag yourself out of bed, stagger into the bathroom, stand under the water groggily, not paying much attention, until you finally realize it's time to go and you have to rush on to other things? Do you pay any attention to the shower? Or have there been times, perhaps after a long, grimy day, when you anticipated that shower? You got out the softest towels and the best smelling soap. And you told people not to disturb you. You warmed the water up to a perfect temperature, and you stood under the flowing cascade, purring with pleasure as the warmth relaxed your stiff muscles. You thoroughly enjoyed the shower, perhaps even humming or singing as you rubbed the shampoo into your hair and felt the dirt and the sweat rinse off your body and down the drain. You step out of that kind of a shower feeling like a new person. Good worship is like that. You feel like a new person. And how do you make worship good? There are lots of people who complain about how worship doesn't feed them. And I wonder if they're standing under the shower and not really paying much attention to it. To worship means to pay attention. Isn't that why we come for this hour to this place? To pay attention. To set time away from the busyness of the world. To pay attention. And so to worship means paying attention, not to just what's happening in the worship, not just to what's next on the program, but what God is doing in worship. In our Old Testament scripture this morning, Jacob's descendants, the people of God, wandered. They did not have a place of their own. They moved often. And what did they say? Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Share the news of his saving work every single day. Declare God's glory among the nations. Declare his wondrous works among the people. Because the Lord is great and so worthy of praise. Greatness and grandeur are in front of him. Strength and joy are in his place. We often wander looking for something to worship. What do we spend our time on? That shows what we worship. Is it our computer? Our home? Our car? Our loved ones? Now, all of these are good things, but if they take the place of God, then they are your God. How often have we turned to these things, wanting them to fill our needs, wanting them to fill the place within us that only God can fill? Do you remember the story of the devil taking Jesus up on the highest mountain? Satan shows Jesus his greatest temptation. Puffed up with pride, Satan showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Think of that today. Jesus looking out over New York, Jerusalem, Tokyo, Sydney, Istanbul, Beijing, Rome, all laid out before Jesus. And Satan said to him, "Let's make a deal. I'll give you all of this to you if you'll fall down and worship me. No big deal." And what does Jesus reply? "Get out of here, Satan. For the scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." And the devil left him. Now I'd like to think of Satan deflating in disappointment and trudging down that mountain, cursing under his breath because he'd offered Jesus the best of this world and Jesus had chosen God. Worship the Lord and serve only him. And how do we worship? Let's flip to another story where Jesus meets a woman by a well. And she asks him, "Where is the proper place to worship? My people say here and your people say there." And he tells her it doesn't matter the place where you worship. What matters is how you worship. True worshipers worship God in spirit and in truth. Because God is spirit and truth, Jesus says. So what does that look like? It means being honest in your worship and prayer. It means your spirit connecting with the Holy Spirit. It means being real with God. Worship the Lord and serve only him. Worship God in spirit and truth. Paul tells us that we not only need to worship God in our heads and our souls, but with our bodies. This was the New Testament scripture this morning. One version says, "Present your bodies as a living sacrifice." This, I think, is a bit confusing. The Message paraphrase says it in an easier way. "Here's what I want you to do, God helping you," it says. "Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Give God your life as an offering, as a form of worship. Give your everyday life to God every day. This is what God wants us to offer. So worship the Lord and serve only him. Worship God in spirit and truth. Worship I offer in your everyday life. God has promised us a kingdom which cannot be shaken. In all the insecurities and uncertainties of life, God is giving us a kingdom for and in eternity. No more sadness, no more tears, a new heaven, a new earth, joy forevermore. Think about your happiest moment ever. Now multiply that by 1,000, 1,000,000, and that will be the happiness we will have for all eternity. For this, shouldn't we be thankful, just brimming with reverence and worship? What other thing do you worship can deliver this? Give to the Lord, all families of the nations. Give to the Lord glory and power. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring gifts, enter his presence. Bow down to the Lord in his holy splendor. And so, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. And this is where we become practical. Remember that shower? Now, you can bathe anywhere and anytime, but there's a difference between a regular shower that you take time to enjoy rather than a spit bath or just using a washcloth or only washing your hair in the sink. There's a difference in those showers. And yes, you can worship God anywhere you are. You can worship God at any time. But as fallible human beings, we need the discipline of coming together. If you don't regularly shower, what happens? If you don't regularly worship, what happens? Worship the Lord and serve only Him. Worship God in spirit and truth. Worship by offering your everyday life, and worship regularly in church. To worship means to pay attention. Again, not to just what is happening in worship, but to what God is doing in worship. Didn't we just sing, "Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. I ask no dream, no prophet ecstasies, but take the dimness of my soul away." We believe that, don't we? That in this holy and sacred time, God will touch us if we pay attention. So what do each of the parts of worship say to you? Where is God speaking to you each Sunday morning? What is God saying through each worship service that is just for you? God has promised us, "When you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. And when you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart." So was it a verse in the hymn? The children's time? The prayer of confession? The offering you gave? In the shower of God's grace through worship, are you paying attention? In our series, Calling for Greater Commitment to Christ, today is the time to consider what kind of commitment you are willing to make about worship. Take a look with me at the card in your bulletin. You get that out? It looks like this. It invites you to evaluate where you are and to make a promise towards greater devotion. Now, perhaps you're not ready to make any kind of a commitment today. Or maybe you'll attend worship 3 to 6 times a year, or twice a month, or 4 times a month. Or as your health permits, you'll never miss. Or maybe worship will become a priority in your life so that you're passionate about it and nothing keeps you from attending worship. Maybe you'll even commit to preparing the day before so that you'll arrive at worship ready to pay attention. Maybe you'll surround your friends and your family with worship and seek to find strength and power and direction to face the week. We will now share a time of silent prayer during which you can fill out this card. And during the time of the offering, we will invite you to come forward. You can place your offering in the collection plate, your bread pan offering for the Washington Street neighbors in the bread pan, and your card in the covenant box. Please come forward by the center aisle and return by the side aisles. And if you're not able to come forward, the ushers will be happy to come and collect your offering and commitment card. In conclusion, worship the Lord and serve only Him. Worship God in spirit and truth. Worship by offering your everyday life. Worship regularly in church. Be open to what God is saying to you in worship. And enjoy the shower of grace. Amen.